today we got a special guest in the building, Vit Trap.
Hi.
Man, look at Hi. You.
I'm Hello, shy. My name is Vit Trap. Not shy at all.
Not shy.
So yeah, he's also a part of Under the Influence, a member.
I am. That's our podcast. Run it with Bar Chemistry and Jeremy.
Yes, sir. Well, actually, you know what?
That's crazy. I don't get an introduction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, hold on.
I should just leave. I should just go behind the camera. Oh, you didn't even see me here. Oh, okay. I demand some respect. I'll put down.
I'm not going to lie. This is also the first time that this is the second time we had Gabe on. Bro, the last time, I barely count that as a podcast because y'all just end up like filling each other up.
That was a baby.
But yeah, no, we have Gabe in front of the camera this time. Hopefully all the cameras are still running properly.
Everything just goes down terribly.
And yeah, we just going to jump straight into it. We got a variety of topics today. You put your mental health out there, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, your mental health issues, yeah. Right? Like sometimes I'd be like, damn, my man trauma dumping all over TikTok.
I've literally somehow made a career out of girls finding me hot and just trauma dumping on the internet.
Yeah.
Literally all I do.
Yeah. But somehow I think what it is like the trauma is so relatable.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, huh.
Yeah, people are always like real.
So how has the trauma gotten you ass?
Call it trauma cheeks.
What?
Call it pity pussy.
Pity pussy?
Come on, man.
So I could fix him with his pussy.
Pity pussy. That's bad.
Man. Oh, man. I feel so bad for him. I must fuck him. Bro, to save his life, I need to be in those DMs.
That's wild.
Girls are like, depression medication. Fuck me.
depression medication just makes your dick not work.
Shit,
yeah, when I first got on, I'm off them now. But it's like, when I first got on them, my dick was not working at all. Like I could not get hard for like 2 months.
So just antidepressants.
It's like SSRIs.
Uh-huh.
Some don't affect your dick. What was I taking? I started off on, I don't remember, but SSRIs. My dick was not working. Switched to Wellbutrin.
Were these prescribed?
Yeah.
What for?
Depression, PTSD, and anxiety.
And where did that stem from?
Just childhood shit.
Childhood shit.
Yeah.
Let's get into that a little bit.
Right now?
Yeah.
I always forget. This is a new audience.
This is a new audience.
So basically, my childhood was pretty shit. I was beat, like, every day and just told, like, I should not have been born and I would never amount to anything and I would, like, just basically, like,
what age is shit this on.
I mean, as far as I remember, I've heard stories when I was a baby, I literally got, like, hit.
Like a toddler?
Yeah. No, like a baby. Apparently, when I was 6 months old, I got smacked by my pops and a blood vessel popped in my ear and they had to take me to the hospital.
God damn.
But as a baby, I don't remember it. That's just what I've been told by, like, family members.
Damn.
That's that real-life anime backstory.
Yeah.
Bro.
Damn. What's before toddler? Like, just...
Infant,
yeah.
Oh, man.
So it was, like, literally growing up, every single day, I would just beat.
And what... Okay, so... At what point... Like, what was the reason why?
I don't know. My pops just hated me, I guess.
Were you a troublesome kid?
No, not at all. I tried everything to, like, be a good kid. Mm. But it's like, I guess he just wasn't happy with his life, and he took it out on me and my mom and my sister.
Right. You were growing up in this household. What about, your mom didn't do anything about this?
It's like an Asian household, so it's like my mom would tell him to, like, not hit me so hard.
Mm.
Was like, if I'm in the wrong, like, they believe in punishment and shit.
Right.
My mom was also getting her ass beat.
Damn.
My sister was getting her ass beat. I don't blame victims of domestic abuse to save me. I don't blame her for any of that shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, they married, I think, at, like, 18. So she was still very, very,
very
young. And that's all she knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like...
How old were your parents when they had you then?
I think... My mom was 1973, so I was born 1999,
mm-hmm.
So whoever knows how to do math. I think it was like 20-something, maybe 21.
Okay. They were relatively young parents then too, right?
Yeah. Mm. It's like they married in Vietnam and then came over here. I came over here when I was like one.
And were you the oldest child?
I'm the oldest. I got a little sister who's like a year younger than me.
I feel like as the oldest child, you get kind of like the experiment. You like the trial run for parents, right? Yeah. They make all the mistakes.
Yeah. But it's also like
they never realize beating you wouldn't really solve anything.
I don't think it was more like he was beating me trying to solve anything. I think
maybe it stop crying and then, you know.
Yeah, maybe it started off like that, but it's like it's just every single. I used to get beat over the stupidest shit, bro. It was like like one time I remember I was like maybe 12 or 13. He told me to get a hammer, but in Vietnamese. And it's like I grew up in America, so my Vietnamese was only from what I know at home and what they spoke.
Right,
so I asked him, it's like. So a hammer in Vietnamese is búa. He's like, go get me a búa. I was like, is that a hammer? And he just kept repeating, go get me a búa. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Is that a hammer?
Yeah.
And instead of just telling me yes, he just beat my ass. So I was just like, okay. Dang. So it's like shit like that.
Mm.
So like, I think it was just like abusive people just like to be abusive.
Right.
Or maybe they don't, but like they're stuck in that cycle.
Right. Were you able to escape it at some point?
Yeah, I ran away at 17. So I was like, I dropped out of high school, I packed my bags and I left. I was homeless for a little bit.
Right. For how long?
I would say I was homeless for maybe like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like my homelessness was also just like on and off.
Yeah.
If one of my friends had a couch I could stay on, I would stay with them.
Right. Were you in school at this time?
No. I literally just dropped out.
You dropped out of high school? Yeah.
When I ran away, I didn't go back to high school.
How were you supporting yourself? Like with
selling drugs.
Selling drugs?
Yeah. There was a month where I was like really, really homeless where I was sleeping in my car and shit in like park benches.
Yeah.
And then I would find a place at one of my friends to sleep, blah, blah, blah. And then if they didn't have a place or most of my friends were still with their parents, if nobody had a place, I would go back to my car, just like in the backseat.
How was those times?
It was terrible. Because especially, bro, it was in Iowa, so it was like...
Oh, it gets cold.
It gets cold, and it was during winter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, no blankets, no...
I had a blanket. I literally... I had a car, and I kept my blanket in the back, and I would just go sell drugs during the day. At night, I would find, like, a random parking lot or something, park my car, sleep in the back with the covers over me.
Right. Now, at any point, do you think, like, oh, man, this is... Like, was there a purpose at all at that point? Was like, yo, man, what am I still doing? Like, because I feel like at that point, were you searching for purpose, or were you just, like, giving up? Like, Or are you just like just living day to day? Like, oh, I'm just.
I just kind of living day to day. I was also off like a lot of drugs.
Just
taking Xans a lot. I was taking Molly a lot. So that.
Those two drugs are actually completely on the opposite spectrum. Like Xan is supposed to push you out, and Molly's supposed, man, you the happiest motherfucker in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So, how was that?
I would literally do Molly and Xans, and I'll pass out for like a day or two.
Yeah.
Then wake up and keep doing it. And I did that shit for like 3 months.
Just every day?
Pretty much every day. Yeah.
Holy that didn't like fry your brain?
Probably did. Probably did, yeah. I was like,
see, and you had,
that was when I was still like 17.
Right.
I wasn't even 18 yet.
Damn.
I was sleeping on fucking one of my homies. Floors.
Did you have any like crazy stories that came out of those
I don't remember shit from those times. Damn. I don't remember anything from those times. It feels like a year of my life is just missing. Like I've met people who I met during that time and they act like they know me.
Yeah.
And when they come up, I'll just be like, I don't remember anything. If I met you during that time, I'm sorry or cool or whatever. Right. I don't remember anything.
It was just like a time skip.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now you have a lot of tech. How'd you find the time to watch anime?
I grew up with anime, so I was like, we had like one family laptop.
Yeah.
So I was like, whenever I could, I would if they were at work or something, I would just turn that shit on when I do homework or whatever.
Man, I'd be scared with them family laptops, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I be watching porn on that shit.
hit the incognito.
Huh? No, before I didn't even know what incognito was, bro. Oh, no,
you went back to the history to
delete everything? Yeah, you had to delete the history.
One by one?
One by one.
Got like 30 results.
Yeah, bro. And
the ads too?
I'd be saving links on like under like a folder called like math homework or something. Mm. Yeah.
Smart.
I mean, I had mad links, bro. But family computers are tough because this is in the living room, right? So if the computer is facing towards the wall or towards the door, you kind of you're really risking it all at that point. But at that point, so you were watching heavy amounts of anime.
Yeah, like I grew up with Naruto.
Right.
It's like I like to tell people it's like Naruto taught me a lot of life lessons. I don't think I learned from anywhere else.
Anime really do, bro.
Yeah. I have a few Naruto tattoos. Somewhere.
You got the curse mark right there.
Yeah, I got the curse mark. I got Gaara right here.
Yeah.
Sasuke's sword is right here. With all the fucking Akatsuki.
Right. Oh, that's hard. Yeah. You got the little colors too. Yeah. Okay, what you know, anime affected your life too, no?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think anime just kind of it wasn't as crazy as your backstory. I think we put both of us.
I ain't gonna lie, that is the crazy anime backstory, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
You had Todoroki's fucking childhood.
Yeah, Todoroki. Or I like to tell people, like, I relate with Gaara the most.
Oh,
you know how Gaara's dad, like, literally tried to kill him?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, yeah. So it's like, to reiterate, when my pops was beating my ass, it wasn't like, I'm doing this for your own good. It's like, I wanna kill you. Like, he would
with
beat
that
my...
With that intent?
Pretty much. It's like, he would beat me and then just be like, you should have never been born. Like, I should have left you in Vietnam in a dumpster for you to die. This and that. And I'm hearing this shit, like, since, like, a baby, bro. So it's like, that's how I grew up.
Did you ever, like, start to believe it?
I would think so, definitely. Like, I grew up pretty shy and just, like, very unsure of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just always thinking, like I wasn't meant for anything.
Yeah.
So it I always tell people, it's like, it took a long time to be, like, who I am now.
Yeah. No, that's a complete flip.
Yeah.
Congrats to that.
Now, at what point is your dad still around?
I don't talk to him anymore.
But he's still back home in Iowa.
Yeah. Oh, so my mom divorced him back in 2020. My sister went off to college.
Yeah.
And then the last time I talked to him, I told him, when he died, I would not go to his funeral, but I would stop by his grave to piss on it. That was the last thing I said to him.
Shit, and how'd he take that?
I mean, we were fighting at that point.
Right.
He was already mad, so.
Did you guys ever have any good moments?
Not from what I can remember.
Mm.
I don't know. Not really. There's a book I used to read in elementary school that was pretty famous. It's like a child called It.
A child called It?
Yeah, if you guys know what that is.
No.
Basically, like, it's a story about this little white kid who, he grew up with his mom, like, abusing him.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. And, like, that shit...
It just really resonated.
Yeah, it resonated with me.
Now, did that lead you to act out in school or, like, get violent with people?
I would say so, definitely. School, not so much violent.
Yeah.
It was more like school was, like... was my escape. So anytime I went to school, I didn't care about my studies or like doing homework or this or that. Mostly one, because it's like all my grades were still good. Like I found school very easy and like I didn't struggle. So it's like I stopped really caring about it.
Yeah.
But it's like I went to school and I would like start skipping class just to go to the gym and play basketball or like hang out with friends or like talk to people during lunch. Because that was my like only outlet to the outside world. Yeah. I didn't have a phone. I couldn't go to, like, Friday football games. I couldn't do any of that shit.
Right. Now, I think you told this story, like, on TikTok, right? And, like, a lot of shit went viral, right?
Yeah.
And you had a lot of people in the comment section kind of relating to that story.
Yeah, I had a lot of people relating to my story, which is why I even told my story in the first place.
Because
It's like, I normally don't talk about my childhood or where I came from or anything.
Yeah.
Because it's like... I don't want to come off as, like, attention-seeking or, like, trying to gain anything off of that shit from what I've been through.
Yeah.
But I told my story just to hopefully relate to people, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were also a lot of trolls that, like, said, like, oh, you just left your mom, this and that. You just left your sister. But it was, like, and I tried responding, and it's, like, I didn't leave them, But when I ran away at 17, I'd been begging my mother to divorce him for years.
Yeah.
And like that obviously takes a very long process. And then my sister didn't want to run away with me. She said that she would wait until she was 18 and go off to college. And that's, you know, that's her way out.
Yeah.
Which, you know, she did that. She's trying to become a doctor now.
Yeah. I mean, that's big pride. She followed the Asian footsteps.
Literally.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was kind of like the black sheep. She kind of trying to do things like the right way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I like to think we both turned out pretty well.
Yeah, so at what point did things change for you?
Since I ran away at 17, I had like maybe the first year was rough as I was navigating life alone and like trying to figure out how to do shit.
Yeah.
But then after that, I've always been very big on like self-improvement and like trying to be the best man I can be.
Mm.
So I was like, I got a job, I got my own place, this and that.
Do you read that through books or you always had that in you?
I think I just had that kind of always in me.
Man, I feel like it's from us, from like anime watching.
That really is from me. I was just thinking that.
It might be because of anime too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like drawing from those influences.
Nah, Naruto deadass inspired all of us, bro.
Yeah.
And like, we used to, we be the kids getting made fun of in lunchroom, and now the people that was making fun of us, they fat as shit, like watching football every Sunday. And what?
Seems awfully targeted.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, fuck you, Joseph.
But yeah, no, it's like, so like I said, it was always a roller coaster. It's like I got a job, I got my own place.
Yeah.
But since I was still so young, I was like
inevitable.
You got this.
Inevitably. Inverted penis.
But yeah, since I was so young, like anytime I got my own place or like felt like I was going in the right direction,
yeah,
I was still out there doing dumb shit.
Right. Now at that point, did you have dreams of like becoming somebody? Like, obviously you didn't go to college.
Honestly, no.
No.
Like before all this social media shit, I never intended to become social media famous or nothing. I never chased anything. Social media has always been like kind of my journal. That's why I still post like it's my fucking journal. It's like this is because I don't talk to people a lot.
Yeah.
So what I'll do instead is like anything that pops in my head, I'll just put on my story. People can react.
What are some of the biggest journal entries that blew up for you?
Most of the time it's just me being funny. Like my sense of humor is just kind of stupid and then like dumb and fucked up.
Do you remember any hot takes that you had?
I don't think so. That's the thing about posting on stories, though, is, like, I'll post it and I'll just forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally just to get it out.
Right.
Yeah. I can't really remember anything that really, really blew up on stories, at least.
But then you first blew up from your mugshot.
My mugshot blew up, yeah.
Yeah, so explain that a little bit.
So, my mugshot was from going back to, like, me saying, like, I always wanted to be the best man I could be. I always believe in like the better good and shit.
Yeah.
It was during BLM. It's like all those protests.
Yeah.
And I was out there protesting. Not posting anything, not doing anything, like not vandalizing anything. I tried to do everything right by the book.
Yeah.
But I was also on probation because I had like beat up a guy.
Oh.
And like slammed a wine bottle over his head. So they almost gave me 10 years for that actually.
Oh, damn. What the f-
Yeah.
And did they have like recordings of that?
Of me beating the guy up?
Oh, the guy just reported you.
The guy reported me, and then they had like videos, kids from that party. It was at a party.
Shit, why'd you do that?
So my first ex had cheated on me with that guy, and then the night.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so it's like.
Dang.
It was like 4 hours after they had fucked. He.
Shouldn't you like talk to your ex about that?
Yeah, I was dumb though. I was young, dumb, and in love. So I was like, for some reason, I didn't blame her. I blamed him.
Yeah.
But now, like, the more I grew and after we broke up, I was like, I kind of charge over nothing, bro. That was like, I handled that completely wrong.
Yeah.
But the way I saw it was like, yeah, like, I got cheated on. I should have blamed her. But the dude also fucked her, knowing we were together.
Mm.
And he wasn't a stranger. He knew we were together.
Yeah.
I would actually at one point I had asked him, like, what's going on with you two? He was like, nothing. We're just friends because they were hanging out. And then
he not gonna say, oh, I'm about to fuck
exactly,
bitch,
but it's like still. And then they had
Hey,
oh, I'm glad you asked. No, he's like, imagine he answered you truthfully.
Yeah. Gabe clapped the girl while she was in a relationship.
I actually didn't like the guy. He actually bullied me in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
And I was a nerd. Damn. And then college started, we had the same class.
Deadass?
Yeah.
That's actually the backstory?
That's how I know you didn't watch the video I put out.
Perfect time to
plug my YouTube channel. No, but it was pretty much that. I don't know. I wasn't. That's also how I lost my virginity, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
She was like one of the popular girls. I was like a nerd.
Oh.
And then she started dating this guy, and then I didn't know they were dating. But then I found out, so I'm not going to say I didn't know.
Yeah.
Then the first day of college, I'm in class. She walks in. I was like, there ain't no way she's going to sit next to me. She comes and sits next to me. And then the whole time I'm thinking we're just going to be friends, whatever. Because I didn't think I could even get a girl on my own that's single. I was like, there's no way I'm getting a girl that got a boyfriend. And then fast forward to the end of semester, we hang out right before the finals. And then I just made a move, and then it happened. And I was like, oh, shit, damn.
No, you invited her to the dorm room, and you hit the little massage technique.
To my room.
Yeah.
Because I live like a block away from campus.
Yeah, bro, you got to put them on game with the little massage technique, bro. Oh, okay. Come on.
Okay, so said person was on a team in school, and she would, like, do...
She had these long, like...
Like early morning training at, like, 5 a.m.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn. What, cheerleading?
I don't want to specify.
Okay.
But you cut this. She was on the soccer team.
Oh, damn. Soccer team is bad.
She was pretty bad. She was Colombian, too.
Yeah, I bet they got some thighs to be able to run that.
Oh, trust me. I saw that
running down the field.
Like any girl in sports is bad.
Yeah. But
wait, why can't we put soccer?
Huh?
Why can't we put...
I don't know. I'm sure people could put two and two together from my high school or something, or from my college.
Oh, word. Then you know who it is.
Might as well say her name.
Yeah. And that girl, you ain't shit.
No, but I was just like, damn, these girls are devious. Like, losing my virginity, I lasted like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
We went to the final. And then here I am thinking,
Rewind a little bit. Yeah.
She comes over. And this whole time, I'm like, damn, do I make a move? Do I break this? Because for me, it's all platonic. I'm like still like joking and stuff, but I didn't know if she was into me. And then I think I don't know what came upon me, but I just started, I was like, do you want a massage? Because, you know, she came back from practice. So like, let me give you a massage. I started respectfully off to the side with the shoulders, and I worked my way down. And then I was like, then I straddled, and I started doing the lower back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, oh, this shit working.
I think that's the only part of a relationship I miss is fucking getting massages.
That's the only part?
Pretty much, yeah.
You want me to get my massage done for you,
What about the cuddles?
Cuddles are nice, I guess.
Especially on long winter nights, bro.
I guess.
Oh, those cuddles are fire.
I can cuddle with anybody.
What about, man, massages? Bro, what about her washing your back? Hitting those spots where you can't reach?
What are you, a fucking old-ass man in a retirement home?
What the fuck? There's like three specific spots like in the middle of the back that I really can't.
You don't need a girl.
I never
like, you got the homies.
That's all. I never even finished my story about.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was saying is like the only reason I beat him up was because he shook my hand after like I picked her up from wherever they were.
Shook your hand.
They had partied one night,
uh-huh.
And then they had fucked.
Yeah.
And then I picked her up the next morning to like take her home, and he shook my hand. That same night after he shook my hand, I found out they had fucked. I was like, oh.
Damn.
So I told him, next time I see you, bro, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And like I said that shit, so I try to kill him.
Okay, so you telling me, you stayed mad for that long?
Yeah.
He just in like, the shower, just like
at no point you cooled off. Like, it wasn't
really like a mad thing. Like, I still went about my life, but it's like
I'm the sure way
I see is like an eye for an eye, kind of. It's like you disrespected me, and I told you like I'm gonna do something about it. So if I see you and I don't do something, it's then I'm pussy, and I'm like,
yeah,
like I made a vow with myself at like 16 or 17 or 15 or something like that when I was young. I was like, I'll never be pussy again.
Right.
So I grew up watching my mom get beaten, my sister get beaten. I'm done being pussy. If I tell you I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do that.
Right. Damn.
But unfortunately, that night I did not have my gun, so I just took
You mean fortunately, you would have been. I hope you would have at least
put his BB gun.
Fortunately, now that I look where I'm at in life, like, I'm glad I didn't do more than that. But
damn, man. Oh shit!
Like after that shit had happened, and like I'm talking about, like I beat his head in, and he had to get like apparently stitches? Like 20 stitches. Whoa. From what I heard, he went to the hospital after. He called the cops. And I woke up the next morning. I was just like, I'm pissed. I could not, like, kill him there.
Oh, man.
God damn.
So man. I was like,
must sound really Garo.
He knows not to fuck
really
bitch.
Garo. He tried to hit him with the coffin. Like, bro, yeah, bro, you hit him with the tuning exams. Relax.
The sand burial in person, bro.
But it was also like,
you really built like Garo. God damn, bro.
It was also like, and I'm talking about, like, this dude is like 6'2 in high school, bro. Played fucking football.
Right, this and that.
So it's like, when people started finding out, like, he got his ass beat by me, it was like, one, a lot of people started respecting me more. Mm. But it was also...
Well, in high school, like, the most, like, savage shit you could do earns you respect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was also, too, a lot of people hated him, especially girls, because he was, like, a well-known, like, rapist. It was like... I like back in those days, I looked at my girl. I was like, "You really cheated on me with like a rapist, bro?"
Oh, damn.
So it turned into me hating her, but it was also like I hated him just as a person and just for what he did. And I shook hands with him.
Right.
I'm trying to
wait. Hold on. Bro. Never mind. You saved the village, bro.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
So yeah, in my head, it was like he was the villain. I was just like, I was doing my shit.
Right.
But yeah, they tried to give me 10 years for that shit.
What was, like, some core things that, like, made you not get the years? It was, like, evidence?
His dumbass got a f***ing DUI, like, a month after. I think the judge saw that and kind of favored. And he had a couple past charges, I think.
Were you shook at that time? You're like, fuck.
It wasn't really shook.
When you heard, like, oh, I might get 10 years.
I don't think I was really shook. It was, like, that was the path I had chosen. So, it was, like, I knew there was going to be a consequence. I knew, like, he was the type to run to the cops and, like, tell.
Right.
So, it's, like... Like, I knew what was going to come my way.
You accepted everything.
Yeah, I'd accepted it. It was like...
Damn.
I have a few old posts just talking about, like, if they give me 10 years, then I'm going to do 10 years and then get out. It was like... That was the path I had chosen.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, I shouldn't have gotten 10 years for doing... Like, I was fully aware of what I was doing. I beat his ass for a reason. If they had given me 10 years, I would have taken it.
Right.
But they gave me... I think it was, like, a month. And then...
Now in court, does the judge know the context of the situation?
Oh, they ask about all that. Uh-huh. It was like,
and the judge, like, was like, you know what?
The story doesn't really, like, they have to look at it from a legal standpoint.
Right, telling
the judge, like, oh, he fucked my bitch. Like, that's not going to do anything.
The judge's like, he fucked up. Man, yeah, 10, 30
I got
years.
My bitch fucked black.
You lucky you didn't fuck my bitch.
I told my lawyer all that, like, why, as to why I beat his ass, but it's like, it didn't help in anything.
Right. Was that one of your worst sentences?
Because I
heard you also been in and out of jail a couple times. Right.
Yeah, that was definitely, especially because when that happened, my rap sheet was already pretty long.
Oh,
I had like 3 gun charges at that point. I think I had another assault charge. I'd been in and out of jail on probation for like 3 years on and off.
Yeah. So then, at some point, this leads to the BLM story?
Yeah, so it was like, oh, yeah. That's what I was
just
about
to say that. Yeah.
So I was on probation for beating his ass.
Right.
But the first ex I had, we had broken up for good at that point. Mm. So I was just going through hell.
Mm.
And my part of my healing journey was like, I wanted to put good out into the world and just be like a better person and just self-improve. So that's when I was like working out, doing boxing, protesting, doing everything I could, volunteering.
Yeah.
So I was protesting, and then it just so happened one day they arrested a bunch of people, and then the news channel back in Iowa interviewed me.
Mm.
And when they interviewed me, I told them, it's like, I don't want my face on this. I don't want my name on this. I don't want anybody to know this is me.
Yeah.
And then they released the interview, and it had like my tattoos in it. And I'm guessing my fucking probation officer, who was like pro Trump, like pro blue, whatever.
Yeah.
She probably gave them my name, and that's how they found me. So I was like, I went home after they interviewed me. I woke up the next morning in the shower, they busted the bathroom door open, and I was in the shower naked. They drew back the blinds. I had three guns pointed at me.
Damn.
And then they dressed me, took me to jail. I thought I was going to get bailed out.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we had a whole system where it's like, we had money to bail protesters out. And then I just sat there for like a month because my probation officer tried telling them that I was like violent based on my like past charges and this and that. And so she was like, just let him sit there until trial, blah, blah, blah. And trial was like a year out. So I might have been sitting there for like a year. And then some well-known judge picked it up and worked pro bono. So like for free.
Yeah.
And he got a, what's that shit called? It was like a bond hearing or something.
Uh-huh.
So basically to be like, let's relook at this case, let him out. Yeah. They let me out after a month. And then I did a year of house arrest while waiting for trial.
A year
of and house then a week arrest. Before trial, as I knew they would because they didn't have a case on me.
Uh-huh.
And dropped all the charges. So I spent a month in jail and a year on house arrest for pretty much basically no reason.
Damn.
So it's like the cops can do whatever the f*** they want.
Right. And it's just like, as long as they feel like they...
Bro, the reason my story...
So you can't really argue against...
No. The reason my story really like blew up politically and like why it went worldwide is because the cops literally pulled a charge out of like the books... That one had not been used for like 10 years and two had never been successfully used. Mm. Like anytime somebody tried to bring it up, it was dropped because it's just like it's not a real charge.
What's the charge?
It's like insemination of police documents or something.
Uh-huh.
It was something along those lines. So I have whole articles about this shit, and it's like when people ask me about it, I was just like, bro, just literally look up my name and go read the articles because the case is way too confusing for me to break it down in like 5 minutes.
So that blew up politically, but what about the picture, the mugshot?
Yeah, my mugshot blew up because some girls on TikTok thought I was hot and they posted it and went viral.
Like how viral?
I think the first one went maybe 4 million views.
4 million?
And then the second one I think went like 15 million.
Holy shit. Just off of a
yeah.
Just off of a picture?
Yeah, maybe. But it was also on TikTok, but it was like my picture was circulating like on Twitter everywhere. Yeah. On Instagram it was posted on like the Hot Mugshots page.
Hot Mugshots.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got that light skinned dude with the bald head.
Yeah, exactly.
You sus, Gabe. What you doing?
I run that page.
Oh.
I got you, bro.
So it's like, for a solid like month or two, my face was pretty much everywhere on the internet.
Do you remember some of the thirsty tweets that you was getting?
I mean, definitely.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I had a lot of.
So I want to sit on
girls
his face.
Trying to pretend.
Well, the thing is like the first month I was blowing up, I was still in jail. So it's like I.
So you can't really do anything. Yeah, So, but how did you find out? Like on the TV, like
I was calling my homies.
Oh.
So it's like I was calling my homies every day and they would just update me. It's like, hey, they're playing your story in China, they're playing your story in Vietnam.
Oh.
And then they would hop on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. They're like, hey, you're going viral out here. Yeah. And I'm still in jail. Like, I don't know what any of this shit means.
So what was the emotion that you was feeling at the time? Like,
I mean, man, I was still in jail.
I'm kind of feeling myself behind these bars.
But it's like the story had actually gotten so big that somehow in jail, when they brought me in that day, they weren't playing the news. Because they were scared that the jail might riot, knowing that like a BLM protester like was going through that shit.
Yeah.
So they didn't play the news that day. And then the whole month I was in there, everybody knew that was coming in would recognize me. I was like, oh shit! Like,
yeah.
When they came on onto my pod, they were like, aren't you the kid that like got arrested for that shit? I'm like, yeah.
Now in jail, I feel like do they have like a? Because I see in movies, it's like, oh man, he the new guy. He the handsome motherfucker. Yo, let's fuck him up. Let's teach him a lesson.
Nah. It all depends on the jail, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, that culture's not really that.
It was pretty chill with your cellmates?
It was pretty chill. It was also like I went in there for like a good cause and I didn't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
So it was like, everybody kind of fucked with me.
Okay.
And like, they were putting money on my books. People from outside were putting on my books to support me.
Yeah.
And I would just like buy shit and just kind of give it out to people. Just to like spread the wealth.
Yeah.
Like, I knew I was only going to be in there for like a month. So I was like, while I'm in here, it's like, I'm trying to give everything back to y'all. Like there were people in there for like murders and shit about to go fed. So I was like, hey man, I can't help you with your case, but
do you ever
I'll give you an extra ramen and shit.
Did you ever have like deep conversations with some of the inmates?
I'm not one for deep conversations.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, but also,
do you see some shit in jail? Like some, you know.
Oh, nah.
But fucking.
Most of that shit happens behind closed doors and shit. Oh, but right. I saw a couple fights.
Anybody try sliding on you in jail?
Nah. Damn. Nah, that culture is not that prevalent. In jail.
How does that
maybe
go down?
Prison.
How does that go down?
Oh, so there's a difference between, well, jail and prison.
Jail is normally like shorter sentences. Okay. So it's like most people are still they're just trying to do their time and go out. Prison is where you go where it's like years. For life type shit. Years to life. So it's like that's where, you know, people might start changing their mindsets on like, I'm gonna fuck a guy.
Right. It's like, damn, man.
Yeah.
He got long hair after 15 years.
But even prison nowadays, like I said, it all depends on the prison. But it's like, I think it's more cracked down upon.
Mm.
Like, it still happens, but it's definitely less now.
Right. So at what point did you start taking advantage of, like, all these DM slots? You had an Instagram at the time? People followed you?
You can stay a little away from it, by the way.
I had so I got out of jail that month, and I was just going through my DMs. Mm. The first night I went out, I got out of jail.
What a way to get out of jail, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you walk out there like, damn.
Wait, how many followers did you have before jail and after jail?
On what? Like TikTok. I didn't have a TikTok at all.
Oh.
So Instagram.
I hated TikTok.
Instagram.
Instagram before, maybe like 2,000.
And then after?
After jail, I would say maybe 50K before I even like started posting.
Holy shit.
God damn.
That's
no engagement, no doing nothing.
My Twitter went from like maybe like 1,500 followers to like 35K.
Damn. Did you look at your ratio and how many percentage girls and guys is it?
Not on Twitter, but like Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
At one point, it used to be like 98% women.
God damn.
Yeah. I think nowadays it's like the last time I checked, I think it was like 87% women, 24% men, or something.
That's
like
crazy.
That, 23%. But yeah, I didn't have a TikTok before I went to jail, and I actually hated, I hated the app.
Mm.
And it took like 3 or 4 months of me blowing up before I even made a TikTok.
Damn.
And I made a TikTok, and I gained like a million followers in, let's say like maybe 3 months.
What, 3 months?
Yeah.
Imagine if you made it like right away.
Yeah.
Probably been like 5 mil or something.
Was it just like doing fucking
this? Oh, I never done.
What the fuck?
Never.
You think he's gonna come out of prison and start dancing, bro? What the fuck?
I don't know. I feel like the white boys like Alex from Target, didn't they do some dances and then
from maybe, Target, probably. not from jail.
my shit was
what
like
the?
Here's all I know, I was never made for like social media. I can't dance. I can't. At least TikTok is like, I can't dance. I have no rhythm. I can't sing.
But here's what you're good at. You're good at talking shit, bro.
Yeah, and that's all I did for like that's maybe like a year straight. I was just talking shit to people. At one point, I was talking shit to like the whole country of like the England. Like, the
England?
UK,
he was roasting England.
What you got against you, the UK?
I didn't have anything against them. They came at me.
Oh,
what all of England.
Some like British kid just left a comment like saying like you would get you would. Bro, he was like
man looks at one hate comment.
All of England.
On site, he get triggered.
He just goes to his map and he just crosses out England.
They had said, like, you would get shanked in a primary school here in England. And I made a video. I was like, no, I wouldn't. Like, what are you talking about? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I wasn't even talking shit.
Man.
Next day, I woke up. My face was posted on, like, hella fucking all the UK meme pages. Like, Americans think they're so tough. So after that shit, for, like, 4 months straight, I just had hella British people in my comments talking about how like, oh, you're not tough, and I would respond. And I'd be like, I will personally fly you to fly you to fucking the States, bro, and I will beat your ass for like 4 months straight.
That's a lot of tickets, bro.
Yeah,
you gotta get like a cargo ship.
But it was like I was just talking shit. I moved to LA, bro, and y'all know Denzel Dion and like Ricky Thompson,
big Ricky Thompson, back in the day. Yeah. Ricky Thompson.
They're gay men.
Yeah,
bro. I be like meeting them out in the clubs and shit, and they're like part of the whole friend group and shit.
Mm.
These motherfuckers always just look me up and down, bro. And I met Ricky for the first time. I tried to get him like on our podcast to interview him.
Yeah,
it's like strictly business.
Right.
And he told me to grab his number to talk business. Grab his number. Text me after the club,
grab his dick too.
Trying to fucking get me to come over. I was like, that shot. Well,
my man, relentless. He was the one. Was he the one in the Aminé music video?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
And you then, gotta friend zone these gay dudes, just like how girls friend zone God, but still use him as free lunch. Man, you gotta.
I don't even friend zone girls.
Yo, imagine.
I don't talk to people. That's too much energy.
Yeah. But if James Charles slid on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't give him a little energy?
No.
How about Nikita Dragon?
No.
Oh no! Nah. See, she's trans. Folding. See, she trans, right? And so she was originally a guy, but now she looks fully like a woman, right?
Okay.
But she bad. Would you still hit? Or, I mean, would you...
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Nikita... Here, I'll show you a picture.
Oh, I'm thinking about Bretman Rock, I think.
Oh, Bretman Rock. Oh, yeah. If Bretman Rock slid...
Why'd you twitch like that, bro?
Why'd you twitch?
But girls, let's talk about... Let's go back to... I don't know if you want the business out there.
I don't care.
Okay, then Scott Bree, bro. What?
Scott Bree hit me up because... So, Scott Bree had followed our podcast. Oh. And I was like, Jeremy had like sent the text like... Like exclamation points! Like this is big. Yeah. I was like, and I remember sending back. I was like, damn, she's so bad. Yeah. Actually, I think there was a clip where we were just discussing like OnlyFans. And I was like, unless you're like Sky Bree or fucking all the big OnlyFans girls,
right.
Yeah. Maybe you know hold off on it.
Right.
And then Sky, we had said that, and they had said Sky Bree. I was like, Sky Bree's so bad. I said that on camera. Yeah.
Yeah,
because like I've never thought I would like talk to her.
Yeah.
So she had followed the account, and then fucking Jeremy had sent that. I was like, "Oh, Skybree's so bad," blah blah blah. And actually, Brando. Do you guys know who Brando is? He's another part of that whole production team.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He photoshopped a message from Skybree's account sent to him, photoshopped right, and it said, "Hey, love your guys' podcast. Also, by the way, your tats are so cute, or like your tats are fire, winky face." And then he sent it in the group chat. And he was like, you guys aren't going to believe this. She fucking thinks my account is Vit. So that whole time, I'm thinking, like, did Skybree just accidentally, like, DM the wrong guy trying to hit on me?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But then...
But he photoshopped that.
He photoshopped it. So it was just, like, a prank. So he told me later that day, I was like, oh, you're a bitch, this and that, blah, blah, blah. A few days later, I'm, like, out drunk in Newport with the Suburb Talk kids.
Yeah.
And I fucking open my phone, and I go to my DMs, and it's just there. Just hi from Skybree. I was like,
damn.
And I'm drunk, so I was like, is this real right now?
Nah, I must be dreaming. Let me take another shot.
So what'd you say?
I screamed, and I threw my phone.
Wait, how'd you scream? Reenact that scream, bro.
I was like, I was like, yo, what? What? And I threw my phone.
What if your phone just broke and you can't reply now?
But yeah, so I was with Nick and all them.
Yeah, they're I don't like, know why. Go ahead.
They're like,
what was that scream?
Can we cut that out?
No. Well, you really thought he would scream like that?
I might have. I don't know. But I was with Nick and all them, so they're all like, what? Like, what just happened? Mm. I was like, you guys are not going to believe this. I showed them my phone, and Nick and Sage just started screaming and running around with me. And I fucking called Wu-Talk. I was like, you're not gonna fucking believe this. Because Wu-Talk was there when we found out it was a prank.
Yeah.
So it was like...
Yeah, prank came true.
Yeah. And then, so basically she just DM'd me, said like basically, hi, you're so pretty. Like, I don't know who you are, but I just had to DM you.
It's too easy.
So I got her number, texted her that night. We texted back and forth for a little bit. Then she just like ghosted me.
Wait, hold on. No. Okay, so I'm actually, I know one of her close friends, right?
Uh-huh.
Rhino. So she's very flaky. So sometimes you got to double text.
I've like triple texted.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. That shit up.
You really thought you wanted something, didn't you?
She basically like didn't respond to my text for a few weeks, maybe. Uh-huh. Like 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Last night, she responded to one of my stories.
Story, okay.
Just swiping up with like, fire emojis.
What was the picture?
Just like me getting... It was a video of me with my haircut. Like getting my haircut.
Man.
And I responded...
Fire emojis like throwing you a bone.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like...
But then it was like... I responded and I was like... I'm gonna kill myself if you keep playing with me, shorty. Like, it's not a game.
Mm. Okay.
So we'll
see probably turn around in some yeah. different way.
We'll see where it goes.
We'll see what happens.
I'd give up. I'd give her the world, though.
Damn. Does that? Oh, you heard that, Sky?
I would give you the world.
Man, that's where you gotta start addressing her, Sky. Scott. Yeah, that's my girl, Scott.
I honestly didn't even know her name was fucking Skylar. Oh. I just call her Sky Bree.
Yeah. Mm. Is that your usual go-to? Man, if you don't hit me back, I'm going to kill myself.
Nah, I wouldn't say so. That's not like my opening line. Yeah. My opening line is actually pretty simple. It's just I say ma'am and see if they respond.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, yeah.
Maybe like sir.
That's more reserved.
Do they hit back with sir?
Oh, most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
Normally, it's like if they say sir, then I know like I slid successfully. Uh-huh. If they say like yes or they don't respond, then I was like, all right, on to the next one.
Yes.
And even yes, sometimes I'll still be like, I have a crush on you.
Okay.
Just to see where it goes.
Okay, I have a crush on you. And then?
Yeah. And then what's the typical response?
Oh
my gosh, shut up.
Nah, I wouldn't say people say that. I think it would be more like feelings are mutual or something like that along those lines, if they're with it.
Yeah.
Or just like, oh, do you know? Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Ma'am.
But honestly, I used to put more effort into like pickup lines and shit. Nowadays, yeah. It's like I barely.
Yo, you know what you should do, bro? You should get Sky Bree on a FaceTime.
Right now?
Oh fuck it!
Yeah. I don't think she would answer. I'm gonna be honest.
Strategically.
Okay, not right now, but like
let's wait like 2 weeks and then I might do it.
Just
2 weeks?
No.
I just DM'd her and she hasn't fucking.
Okay.
But in an intimate setting, I think you should you should like FaceTime her. And if, because usually the FaceTime is for you to set the tone that, yo, you cool, as, like, you a chill-ass guy, and you would be fun to hang out with,
yeah.
Right?
Half I mean, time, yeah, but it would like, it would get to the, it would have to get to the point where we're at least texting back and forth, having conversations.
See, when you was doing that, like, a couple weeks ago or a month ago, you should have hit the FaceTime, brother.
I was out. It was like 1 a.m., and I was drunk. I was not FaceTiming. Okay. And after that night, she stopped responding.
Damn.
Mm.
You gotta catch these girls when they. You
know. But also, it's like, while she's very pretty and she's like,
yeah,
to like top tier.
Yeah,
I got shit to do, man. If it's not Sky Bree, it'll be somebody else.
I feel like, bro, we as Asian brothers, we gotta take down these porn stars one at a time, bro. It is in our.
I'm actually celibate now.
Deadass.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in months.
Nah, you're lying.
I'm not.
You believe that shit?
I need a smell test. That's the only way to find out.
Are you on NoFap too?
No, I beat my dick.
Okay. All right.
How often?
Honestly, like twice a day.
Dang.
Sometimes more. Damn. But it's more along the lines of like, one, when I do want to have sex, I want like at least a little bit of a connection there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm also what way too that? Emotionally unavailable right now to like talk to somebody every single day or right, even right, like. Right. Once a week, honestly.
So instead of fucking these girls over, you just choose not to have. Bro,
yeah, I'm enjoying being alone right now.
Yeah,
trying to just focus on like me and my career and shit.
Right.
Like when I go out, I'll still flirt with girls and like whatever. But
yeah, flirting is a game. Yeah. It's for
exactly.
Fun.
It's still fun, but it's like I don't really be fucking.
Man, did you ever have a big hoe phase?
Not recently. Maybe when I was like 18.
Uh huh. Yeah. And you was just slaying it at house parties.
Pretty much. It was like after I had got cheated on and
all
that shit. So it felt like I had something to prove.
Right.
Just also it's like when I was like I didn't romantically talk to someone until I was like 17. So I was a late bloomer.
Now I remember you said this in one of my videos that the face test, you know, that should have a huge turn off for women, right?
Turn off or turn on?
Turn on,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's like part of it is like one, it suits me. Like, I think I look good with my face test. It doesn't look, like, stupid.
Yeah.
But also, two, it's, like, psychologically speaking, I would say a lot of girls look at my face tats and be like, oh, he's dangerous. Like, he looks like a hoodlum.
They would like, my dad would.
Exactly. Not like, want my, to date my dad him. Wouldn't want me to date him. So, maybe there's some intrigue.
Did you ever
in
get
that?
Like, a girl is like, ooh. I feel like girls will kind of, like, see you and they'd be like, oh, I want to, like. Get back in my dad and like just bring home a bad
boy. They've never told me face to face.
Has any girls tried to like fix you or anything?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm. I also think that was,
what are those attempts look like? How is it?
Yeah, because I'm sure you post something about like, how you're feeling and whatnot, and then they reply.
Yeah.
And then you get the girls like that try to I could fix them type.
Yeah.
How does
it's
go down?
It's pretty much just like that. It's like I
damn you them. The king of. Getting pity pussy, bro. I swear to God.
I don't respond to them.
I coined this term a long time ago where I posted this picture of me like in the ambulance. And, you know, I had girls like, oh, checking up on me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Wait, this is a super. I've never seen this many girls in my DMs before. Alright.
Yeah, but I don't be responding to them.
So what actually makes it through to like you taking a girl out?
As of right now?
Or like, you know.
That's the thing though, it's my whole mindset right now.
After you blew up.
After I blew up, I met my second ex. So we became friends like right before I blew up, and then we got closer when I was on house arrest and shit, and then we ended up dating. So I never really responded to DMs or anything. Like, I never tried to fuck anybody. I was happy with her. We broke up, and then after that, I just wanted to be alone. Right. So it's like, but ever since this clout shit.
But you had a couple, you had a couple, you know, situations. Yeah, you had a couple of fun encounters.
Altercations.
Yeah.
Recently, yeah.
Man, what was the bust downs looking like?
Pretty bad. Like,
it was bad?
What?
No, they were pretty bad.
They were pretty bad?
Yeah. Okay.
Lil Baby said something that changed my life. He said, I can't touch a bitch if she's average. That shit changed my life.
Now, average is very subjective, right? Like, average to you might be bad to me.
I mean, average is like, what, 5 out of 10?
You think that's average?
5 to 7 is average?
I would say like 7. Yeah, 7.
7 is average?
On a realistic scale, like 5 is just in between.
Five and anything under is like ugly.
Oh.
Yeah, once you hit 5, that's like, that's how my scale that's technically works. Average. 5. Yeah. 5 out of 10.
So how much 7 is like, say, Scott Bree? How much you get?
Scott Bree's like a 9. 9.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Esther?
I don't.
Come on, man. You want to shoot the shit with the boy? Let's talk about it.
I don't know how to say this without offending her. I personally don't. I know she's an attractive girl.
Yeah.
I don't find her attractive.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
So she a cool.
She like, she's a homie. I've never once like. Actually, that's a lie. When I first met her, I definitely tried to get on that.
You had me the first time. I go left. I was just like, he don't like it. He's not really into Asian girls. Time.
But then, I don't know. After that shit, I just never really pursued it.
Right.
She's a homie.
Yeah. No, that's sometimes, man. Sometimes it'd be hard though. Like, you know, you have a couple girls in the friend group, and they bad, and you're like, damn, I don't know if I should stay friends with you or slide on you. You know what I'm saying?
I always slide. Oh, okay. I don't need new friends. As a matter of fact, actually, what I used to do is if I ever met like a new group of friends that are girls and they're all bad, I would throw them all in a group chat.
Yeah.
And just hit on them all at once.
All at once?
That's gangster.
You don't do it individually?
No.
Nah, that's fine.
I would put them in a group chat. It's like,
hey, y'all all bad.
No, I'm dead ass. Like, I'm in love with all of you guys. One of you is making it out. Figure it out.
They start fighting. They don't get on FaceTime.
I've done this.
So all the girls exit the group chat like, yo, I'm good.
Now the smart one would kick the others out.
So I've done this twice in my life, and the first time I did it was actually how I met my first ex.
She made it to the finals. Wait, how'd that go down? Take us through that.
It was basically like I threw them all in a group chat. The first time I did it, I was like 17.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in love with you. But then I also responded, I was like, oh, what the fuck? It's a group chat. So it's like, to them, it looks like it was an accident. I just DM'd like 20 girls the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I fully knew what I was doing.
So what was the responses you was getting back?
Just like LOLs, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then, I forgot what the fuck she said, but she said something where I DM'd her separately. I was like, I did that shit as a joke, but I'm really like trying to get to know you though. So.
1 out of 20. That's the golden number.
I actually talked to like 3 of those girls. And then that's you know clean. Casually dating.
Yeah.
I ended up with one.
Right. No, that's fire, bro. That's like a Droobly video. Like
yeah, in 2 minutes
it's
on
like,
his phone.
No, it's like chat. And that was before clout or anything, but it was like
imagine you did it now.
If I did it now, I think it would be so easy.
Oh yeah, something I always wanted to talk to you about is what are some devious women behavior that you've seen? You know, just some, the most for the street thing that you've ever seen a woman do to you. Now, I know your ex cheated on you for that, yeah. You know.
I could imagine.
We talking about like out in LA or like just in general?
Let's start off with like in the last year out in LA.
So since I moved out to LA, I've only been in LA for, I think it's 4 months now.
Uh-huh.
I would say the most devious thing is like those girls that like, no promoters at the clubs. Meanwhile, they have boyfriends at home. And they be going out. So it's like, their whole job is like, they get paid to like, be there.
Yeah.
But I've seen some of these girls doing wild shit while they're there, bro. It's like dancing on dudes, making out with dudes. Just like wild shit. Shit right. that I would not want my girl to be doing.
Right. So just don't date promoter girls is what it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
How about any girls like with boyfriends sliding your DMs? Like, and you like you get a slide in DM, you look at her profile and she got like pictures of her boyfriend or stuff like
That's
that.
That's definitely happened. I get married women in my DMs.
Damn. Yeah. What they be saying?
It's like, you're so hot or you're so sexy or something. Mm. Something along those lines.
Now, what do you think is the core issue here? You think, like, the relationships just aren't satisfying them?
I think nowadays a lot of people get into a relationship just because they want to be in a relationship. Like, relationships are so romanticized as to people don't even want to be alone and figure out what they want in a relationship. They just want to have somebody there.
Yeah.
And then that person doesn't fill all the box, so they start looking for other shit
right.
somewhere else.
So just be a man that fills up all the boxes, right?
Pretty much.
Right.
But it's like, man or woman, if your partner is telling you, oh, like, you're the love of my life, you fill all these boxes, and then they go behind your back and do that shit, you would never know until you find out.
Now, because you think, you know, to a lot of these girls that... You know, what about personal encounters? Like have you ever done anything with somebody with a man?
Not knowingly. Normally, okay. What I do is like if I find out they have a man's or whatever, I'll just stop talking to them.
Okay.
Or I'll just like leave them alone, or like
fair.
Friendly, but like leave them alone.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to be like Virgin Gabe.
It's like
I don't do that anymore, by the way.
Virgin Gabe had
it's one thing to like not care if she has a man or not, mm-hmm. but at my core, I still believe in relationships, so I don't want to be the one fucking the relationship up.
Yeah.
And it's also I don't have like this egotistical need to just be like, oh, I f- that man's a girl. I don't care.
Yeah.
But like I remember one time some married woman left a comment and she was like, oh, you're so sexy. Things I would do. Mm. I went to her account, saw she had a man, and I literally just made a video responding. I was like, now what would your man think? She blocked me, changed her all her fucking usernames and shit. I'm like, okay.
You expose this bitch.
Yeah, it was like, that was right after I had ended with my second ex, and then I was just in this whole mindset. It's like, man, I hate cheaters.
Mm.
Yeah.
You really got to put them in check, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think are your most toxic traits, bro? Aside from the...
We start a new podcast.
No,
I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, how about this? Do you find like toxic women attractive? Just kind of playing the game, you know, women that are good at playing the game, kind of.
I mean, playing the game is attractive maybe in the first month or two, and even then, like you gotta do that shit right. It's not.
Yeah.
Too much is annoying.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't really find toxicness attractive, like but actual toxicness.
But it stirs up emotions, right? It gets you going. It gets you worked up. Like psychologically, you invested a lot more than like.
I mean, I get my whole thing is like, if I don't like something, I'll just cut you off.
Mm.
Like that, all that other shit. I got too much shit going on now to be doing high school shit.
Right.
So I was like, say I'm talking to a girl, right, and she goes out, and then I don't know, she texts me and she's with another guy.
Yeah.
Trying to be toxic, trying to make me jealous.
Right.
Like, I don't get jealous, I just get turned off. I'm just like, alright, like, I'm cool on this.
Yeah.
No, nowhere would I respond to that and be like, I'm pulling up and I'm shooting all of you. That's what I used to be like, but it's like, nowadays, it's like, that shit's corny, bro.
Oh, I said that so casually.
No, damn, I did. I used to be on that.
Damn, my son used to be an Elliot Rodgers, bro. God damn. Okay, so I'm gonna throw a couple topics at you, and then give me kind of your takes on them.
Gotcha.
All right. Girls with daddy issues.
I'm gonna be honest. I still don't even know what the fuck that shit is.
Girls with daddy issues?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Girls
what
with...
that is. Like, how does it?
They crave male, like just unhealthy amount of male attention. So if like
is that what it is?
Yeah. So if you don't give it to them, they'll like, oh man, they'll go somewhere else.
Oh,
where,
no,
whereas,
that's gross.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
But it's like it's kind of
yeah. Wait, are we talking about are we talking about to like get in a relationship with or to just fuck? And
I mean, what to fuck? Who gives a shit about any quality? Am I right? They bad. Yeah. But
okay, so in a relationship, yeah, no, you gotta fix those daddy issues first.
Yeah, you just gotta have a dad.
Any girl with a dad, do not hit me up. Daddy, I feel like, you know, there's some healthy daddy issues.
Like what?
Right? Like dependency. Like they could be on their shit, but they just
I hate it when women depend on me.
Right. Yeah.
But like healthier. Like healthier than like
it's cute once in a while, but it's like if you dead ass cannot live your life and I'm busy and I can't text back and you get mad at me.
No, it's annoying.
One of my exes, like, it would turn her on when I would pay for her shit. But nah, it was just like, yeah.
That's crazy. She got turned on when you paid for stuff?
Yeah. Because you know, like, daddies are supposed to provide, right? You know, supposed to
have, I mean, as a man in a relationship, I like providing. But sure. I also expect, like I view relationships 50-50.
Yeah.
If I get dinner one time, you're getting dinner the next time.
Yeah, right. Like, you spoil me, I spoil you.
Yeah.
But imagine she's like, that turned me on.
Yeah, you pay and then you go back to the car and she just horny all of a sudden. She start making out with you.
I mean, I guess that's cool.
Yeah, but let's say y'all take a vacation together, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you was paying for the Uber, and then you was paying for lunch, and then we're now y'all got to go to the next spot, and you pull up the Uber app again, and you're just like, you look over and she's just chilling, and you're like, damn, I'm about to drop another 30 on this Uber. What?
How much does it say you're at?
Man, I don't know. I guess that's just in the moment type of thing. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember.
I expect, like, if I had my last girlfriend actually paid for a lot of shit.
Oh, right.
And it was basically just 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Any date nights we had, we would trade it off. You know, like anything we needed to do, trade it off. And that's how I like my relationships.
Right. Oh, wait, now I just remembered the topic we were talking about earlier. Slander on girls in the friend group.
Oh!
Yeah, that was a fun one. Actually, I didn't want to get off that topic because, you know, we got a lot of mutuals, right?
Oh, yeah. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about?
All right, let's start off with Maru.
Wait, what?
I definitely thought Maru was really, really cute when I first met her.
Oh, come on, let's not. You know what I'm saying? There's an elephant in the room. Yeah, bro, she cute.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
She's very hot.
Right. You trying to slide on that?
Am I still trying to?
Oh, it's an ongoing slide.
No, I don't think so anymore.
Oh, you waved the white flag?
No, I think he just put it down.
I wouldn't say it's waving the white flag. It's more like,
it's better we're, off
we're
as friends.
Yeah, we're friends it's now. Like, I'm friends with all of them now. Right, I don't want shit to be weird, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I would be lying if, like, say, like, one day she came up to me, she's like, I think I have a crush on you. I'm like, okay, like, what's up?
Dang, finally.
Yeah, hey, finally.
What a green flag.
She finally came to you. You finally came to your senses, man.
But now Mara's cool, and I would say we're more friends than anything now.
Yeah,
and I'm perfectly okay with it. I used to say, like, I would kill myself before I let anybody friend zone me.
Oh,
but
you know,
this one's not too bad.
Right.
Because it's like I actually see her as a friend now. It's not so much as like her friend zoning me just to like curve me. It's like we just ended up being friends, and I'm like, I'm really cool with it.
What was so traumatizing about being friends with a girl?
That it's not traumatizing. It's not traumatizing. It's just like,
you kill yourself.
Yeah, you kill yourself. That's not traumatizing. What is it?
That is the extent I would go to before I let anybody friend zone me.
That's a far extent, bro. You would have just stopped talking to them.
That's it. Well, exactly. It's like I would just stop talking to them. Like, okay. I would not stay in their life as a friend if I slid on them and they curved me and try to keep me as a friend.
Right.
I would just stop talking to them.
Yeah.
What if Sky Bree did that?
I'll wait for Skyvery.
Yeah, Skyvery must be special.
Yeah. All right, let's see who else.
It's the prettiest girl I've ever seen. I just slid on many girls in a friend circle.
You did it?
No.
Oh.
Has there ever been a time where, like, you slid on somebody and it just all happened to be, like, your boy's ex?
Nah. Wait, what do you define boy, though?
Like, I guess mutual. Mutual. So not like your boy, because obviously you know.
Like social media mutual?
Nah, like acquaintance.
acquaintance?
Yeah, like someone you've seen.
It just depends on the bond. I guess, friend of friend. Like, if that's like my brother, I would like their ex. I don't even see their ex as like
they would have known
viable.
Now let's say you know somebody introduced you to a girl.
I love these scenarios.
You look somebody introduced you to a girl, and you know this was a girl that you know your boy had previously hooked up with. You know, and you find this girl attractive, so you slide.
Yeah.
Now, are you asking your homeboy in advance, like, oh, should I slide? Can I slide? What are the etiquettes for?
I would ask in advance.
Right.
Yeah. I would ask in advance just to make sure like he doesn't really have feelings for her.
Now at this point, is it a competition for you and homeboy?
All depends on if he wants it to be or not.
Yeah. I think at that
I always take into regard my homie's feelings.
Right, bros yeah. before. Yeah.
But it's like, most of my close homies, like, when we're single and shit and we go out, we turn it into a competition because that's just like,
it's fun competition. It's fun competition. Like, yeah.
It's a challenge.
We talk shit to each other. It's like, you don't got it like that.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing, too. It's like, when you and your boys go out, you guys are probably, like, bumping into the same, like, group of girls, right? And obviously, there's, like, a couple of them that stands out as most attractive, and all of you guys want a piece of that.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
How does that work, then?
Yeah, at that point, like, is it who gets first dibs? Like...
Whoever's stealing whoever.
Okay, so is it like all right, you walk up.
Normally,
to
what I do is like, say I'm out with my homies,
or do you want your boys to get first dibs and you come out?
If they want first dibs, I'll give them first dibs. I don't care. I don't care enough. If it works out for them, cool. I'll just go find another girl. If not, then I'm gonna shoot my shot.
What if this particular girl you were very attracted to? It was just caught you out.
If it was like that, then I would pull him aside. Like, I want first dibs. Let me see if I can pull it.
And what if he's like, nah, I want first dibs.
And that's not a real homie.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is, you think you have more Riz between you, Wu Talk, all the homies that we hang out with.
So Suburb Talks.
Yeah, Suburb Talks. Me. So. You put yourself up there.
I haven't seen you.
You haven't seen me what?
I haven't seen you rizzing girls up.
Okay, true. But okay, so out of the you know Suburb Talks, Wu Talk, you think you're like number one?
Maybe Wu Talk and I could go toe to toe.
Toe to toe?
Yeah, maybe we'll see.
Okay.
Wu Talks is more like he talks to them more. Mine's just like more straightforward.
So like, hey, I like you.
Yeah, I think
you're
really
cute.
If
you don't like me back, I slit my wrist.
Pretty much. Respond in 5 minutes or I kill myself. Your choice. Actually, I think I've used that line.
How did it go? You get 5 minutes or are you technically dead? She responded. What'd she say?
She's like, are you dead?
Another 2 minutes I would have been.
Yeah, I think Wu Talk's Riz is more like he tries to get to know them, go on dates, and that.
So you don't really do dates?
Not in my current state of mind or life.
So how do you get cheeks without dates?
I just hit them up.
Straight to the point, like, come over?
What?
I just normally invite them over. It's like, come over.
I
don't talk to them day to day. I don't ask for a date because I don't want to lead them into thinking, like, this might be a thing. It's
fair.
I think you're attractive. If you think I'm attractive, let's, you know, hook up sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll stay over. We can cuddle and shit, but other than that, like...
Yeah. Especially for these long winter nights that's coming up, man.
Actually, I need to hit up
the
girl right now.
Man, come on.
Has a girl ever hit you with the same type of shit you be doing? Like, oh.
Definitely.
If you don't reply, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, that shit?
Have you met your match in that sense?
I don't think so. Not from anybody that I was attracted to, maybe. Maybe some DM requests. Oh. Hey, I'm actually... Are nipples a deal breaker for you guys?
What,
for
me, like, she got bad nipples?
Yeah, if a girl has like unattractive nipples, would it be a deal breaker?
Yo, okay, if she got like big pepperoni nips, actually no. No, I don't think it's a deal breaker.
I think it might be for me. I don't know if that's fucked up to say. But it's just
I don't think it'd be a deal breaker, but it's definitely something I take into account.
Yeah, I definitely take it to I'm not gonna like we make it now, I see a nip slip, I'm like, oh.
But I will say if you have like real perky like ones that got like a little button.
Yeah,
I think it's a little turn on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's hotter.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't ever like bad. Like, there's no nipple that made me ooh. You know, like I just had.
I think I've seen like on like sites and stuff.
On sites?
Yeah. So when he thinks like nipple will turn you off, I just thought of those.
Oh.
But every girl I've been with, like, I haven't been turned off by their nipple.
Man, I swear to God, the second I see a bad bitch like with OnlyFans, I'm looking for the Reddit leaks immediately.
How dare you? I'm the white shining
knight. How dare I not?
I need you to subscribe. Pay that $5. You don't like supporting small businesses?
I do. Yeah, because once I go into the Reddit, and I see their shit is fire, and I see that there's some like new shit. Because sometimes the Reddit shit is like from like 2020.
Oh yeah, they get the scraps.
Like, yeah, they be giving like the bad ones.
I'm just not paying for pussy. Put it point blank, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm only paying for them if it's like $3, $4. But if some of these girls be charging like out the ass, bro, like $25 for 1 month,
yeah.
Like yo, calm down, bro. Yeah,
if Netflix did that, it could be
fucking 99 cents. I still wouldn't pay.
Damn. So see, I can't relate with you there. It's $3-$4.
I'm not even fucking. Why would I pay?
Huh?
I'm not even fucking. It's just literally only for me to see you. It's like, why would I pay?
So what if they got some fire?
My whole thing is like,
yeah, but they work hard for this content. Bro, the lighting.
Then I just won't look at it.
It's like paying for a movie ticket, you know.
I barely watch movies.
Yeah, call me a simp. Wow.
Yeah, you a simp.
Fuck.
I will never fly a girl out just to fuck, and I will never pay for an OnlyFans.
But here's the thing: while you spending like hours looking through the Reddit leaks,
it's
right?
There.
Huh?
It's there.
I know, but time is money, bro. Like where I just drop $4 at the drop of a hat. Boom! I see their whole
2 seconds,
huh?
It's 2 seconds.
I know, but you gotta like click on the ads. You might get a virus in between.
No, but I think at the same time
you gotta check out like different sites because some of the sites don't be working. Some of the sites.
But I think okay.
Know so much about
that. I think at the same time while he's doing that, you're like. Enter your credit card number.
No, you misspell
it.
That shit, 2 clicks.
Your bank calls. Your bank calls, and you're like, you sure you made this charge? You're like, yes, man. Yes.
What the fuck? They're like $3-$4, right? I'm not wiring $2,000 on OnlyFans. Oh, man. And for the record, I've only done this like once, twice, Venus guy.
Oh, you learned so much just from one try.
Yeah. No, and there's a couple OnlyFans girls. I'm like, damn, bro.
I'll take them on a date.
Huh?
I'll take them on a date. Yeah. We're gonna pay for the OnlyFans though.
I'm down bad. So, yeah,
that's
man.
That's the down bad show.
Yeah, this is. Oh man, come on. I mean, for the record, Gabe talked me into this, right? Because he was a big he's a big advocate of like supporting small businesses.
Get the fuck. So, I have never paid for OnlyFans.
So he really sat me down one day.
No.
And was
okay,
like,
you tell your part. I'll wait.
Yeah. No, because I set him up with this girl like who had an OnlyFans right a year ago, and then like I think they really hit it off, and you know she tried to explain her business model. And then ever since then, I think Gabe was just a big advocate on supporting like OnlyFans girls. And then you know it just made me it less so in the mindset of like, you know, I'm gonna do this to beat my dick, but it's like, you know, I'm gonna support them, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, she's attractive
or yeah, I said that, I said all of that. I definitely did not say, I remember you wanted to get Venus Guy in the video, she's a porn star.
Yeah,
I think that's where I broke the seal for you, because I was like, yeah, you know, be fire if you hit her up, because obviously she wasn't replying on Instagram.
Is, no. Oh man, no. She's the baddest Asian porn. I mean, you know,
yeah,
like Asian
pretty top Asian porn star.
Yeah.
But he really, old Jimmy loved her.
Oh yeah.
And then you know it would have been cool to, you know, get a girl you used to jerk off to back then on the videos. Now, she's not replying on any social media. So I was like, bro, just try it. Just tip her on OnlyFans.
Oh.
And then pitch like a collab.
Yeah.
So I assume after that, you just kept purchasing memberships of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's smart.
He went to Rambo, but she replied.
That's smart.
That, yeah. That got the ball rolling with my OnlyFans subscriptions.
And it all went down there from there.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, that's why I didn't get paid this month. So like, he tried to start paying me in content.
I swear to God, bro. It'd be
yo,
some
I signed into the account, bro.
Hey, okay. Here's the thing. No, you know what's wild, bro? I forgot I was even subscribed. Because, like, I subscribed at first, and then I just left it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 4-5 months later, I'm like, I have this charge of, like, $40-something. I'm like, God damn, where is it? It was just all the OnlyFans to be in the sky, bro. I was like, bro, I need to, like, catch up on her content. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
I need to get my money's worth.
You got 4-5 months of content to catch up.
I like how that was the first thought you had. and then you bust, and then you get that post on Clarity, and you just call your bank. Like,
Let me just view these charges.
Yeah.
I don't know where my car is. Something's going on, man.
No, well, I practice NoFap.
No, yo, this girl Venus got stole from me. Oh man, money laundering at its finest.
Turns out the bank guy also subscribed to her stuff. Hold on, Jimmy, is that you? Jimmy's saying 4269.
You know what's wild, bro? So, sometimes I be getting phone calls, or like I be on the phone like customer service, and like I've gotten recognized.
Oh really?
Yeah, off of like customer service or like. Cause they see the name and
they're like,
wait, are you that YouTuber? It's crazy.
That's fire.
Yo, the boat guy today, fucking.
Oh really?
He who's like some old white man. He's like, yo, are you on YouTube?
It's definitely from that Angela White video.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, after the Angela White video, so many white people have been recognizing Jimmy, like from the UK or like, you know, like all types of people that look white but they're from other parts of the world. Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Even at TwitchCon.
Yeah,
TwitchCon. Like French dudes. Like,
put me on the map.
I'm about to join the fight between Wu-Tang and Jimmy.
Oh man, I'm surprised you weren't on that. Like,
I don't think she's that attractive.
No. I was just joined for fun. What? Yeah, let's get it. Oh. This is about to be a tag team match. On some wrestle table, ladders, and chairs. she might like that.
Man, I'm kicking the ladder down the second you get close. No, actually, that's Wu-Tang. Let's be honest. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah, until Vic hops off the top row with the 5-star frog splash on both of y'all.
Nah, Vic like Rey Mysterio.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he'll bounce off the rope.
A fan favorite.
Oh, shit.
Jeff Hardy.
What about some takeaway advice for people who've been battling through some hardships in their past and how to, like, get a potentially terrifying trauma?
I think therapy and maybe meds would help, but that all just depends on the person.
Yeah.
I mean, I still struggle with my mental health here and there. Yeah. So it's literally just like a cycle up and down.
This is from an outsider looking in. I think it's from the people you surround yourself with. I think that's the pinnacle of like actually getting
over it. Like that's one of the biggest parts of it.
Right. Your environment.
Like you cannot be around shitty people and just keep doing shitty things and expect to be better.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, from the brief time that I've met you, I think, like you, like we have a really strong clique, and you have like.
Yeah.
Some really good people around you now.
Yeah, definitely.
And mm-hmm. I feel like just your quality of life has
gotten definitely.
Better. Sure, you noticed it too.
It's yeah. I have people now that I can, or more people now that I can learn from.
Yeah.
And just fucking just be around and like feel like I'm doing something with my life. Whereas in Iowa, it's like I had one or two of those people, and I loved them to death. Like they were my brothers, but like everybody else, like the people I would go out and see on the weekends and shit, I just kind of looked at them and like. It's like, why am I around you guys? Like, what am I doing with my life to be around you guys who don't do shit with your lives? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's just trying to make their way through life, so.
Yeah.
I'll just leave them to it.
Do you think it's by chance that you met the people that you met, or?
I wouldn't say it's by chance.
Or you like proactively like. You know,
I didn't seek them out, or I didn't hit them up and be like, oh, we should be friends. But it's like, you know, I met them and then just they're good people. I'm a good person. We clicked. Yeah. We have fun together. We like each other. So just naturally became friends.
But I'll say this. Sometimes on some nights when you get a little too drunk, you be wilding, bro.
Like what?
That one night when we all fucking went out and it, bro, it was like the. Like, we were squatted up.
Like, 30 people. Like 30, oh, that night.
40 people. What was
this?
And, bro,
in
like,
L.A.?
Yes, bro. Like, it was when... It was like, back in August, I think, when Wu-Tang threw a little, like...
We tried to go to Lock and Key in the beginning, and then we drove to that club where, like...
And you're like, karaoke.
Okay.
And then you want to go to the club that you wanted to go to?
Yeah, what did I do that night?
No, I remember that night, you rounded up everybody up. You're like, yo, we hitting up this club. Yo, we got
Oh, and then your plug fell through, and then you got tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got mad tight.
I mean, I got mad, but I didn't do anything, did I?
No.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. I was going to start telling people to start ducking, to be honest.
I try to control my anger and shit more now.
Mm. But it's very noticeable when you do get mad. I'll say that.
Yeah, I don't try to hide it.
Yeah.
It's like, when I'm mad, it's like, I still respect everybody, but it's like, I'm not going to shove down my own feelings just to make y'all comfortable. Like, yeah, y'all are going to know I'm mad about something.
No, it's just funny. I love when people are themselves, and it's just funny because we don't really see a lot of that.
You're the opposite of Gabe. Gabe shows no emotion. He gets mad.
Oh, really? No, my emotions are literally on my sleeve. But it's also, it's like, if I'm that mad about something and you come up to me, it's like, you mad at me? I'll tell you straight. I was like, no, I'm mad about this.
Yeah.
That night, I met some people, and they were like, I was mad, so I was, like, kind of just, like, standoffish and fucking whatever. And, like, oh, like,
are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Like, I don't like how you're acting. And he said that to me. He's like, what the fuck would I care if you like how I'm acting or not? What the fuck?
Yeah, this ain't no business interview. What the fuck? Yeah.
He like, tried fucking pulling me aside. He's like, you shouldn't act that way. It makes people, like...
What the fuck? Who is this?
It was this dude named Han and, like, Owen. And they fucking... like some of Lydia's friends. Owen had came up and said, what's up? And I was like, what's up to him? I dapped him up, but then he was like kind of being annoying in that sense that I was mad, and he was like coming up and like just shoving me and like being loud and shit. I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this.
Let me
right
rock.
I just want to kind of be alone right now. And then other dude was like you should act. That's what he said. He's like, you should act more happy when you see us. I'm like, I'm pissed about some whole other shit, bro. Don't tell me how to act.
Like, I got the gun.
Yeah, just like, chill out, man. So I was like, I don't shove down my feelings to make other people comfortable.
Yeah.
You gangster, bro. I swear to God. Oh, my God, bro. I feel like, man.
This is the way I see it. It's like, say I'm mad in that instance, and somebody else sees that, right? And they get mad at me for being mad. I think you're dumb.
Yeah.
How are you going to get mad at me? For like being mad about something else. I was like, shut up. Just live your life, I'll live my life.
Yeah. Man, but shit, you really don't give two shits.
Not really.
Damn. Respect that. All right, well, hey, that's it for this time. Thank you, Vit, for pulling up. Well, I mean, you go by Trap now? Or like,
no, Vit Trap.
Vit Trap? I'm still just so used to calling you Vit.
Yeah. A lot of people fucking pronounce my name wrong. So it's Vit, V I E T, silent E.
Yeah, but just Trap. Yeah, so just pronounce it Vit like.
Oh, they try saying like Viet.
Yeah, a lot of people I meet say like V or Vit or what? Like Viet.
Yeah.
That's
Viet.
Not my name.
Trying to hit the.
But yeah, just Vit Trap.
Follow him. Actually, you know what? Just go watch the Under the Influence. You can see him at Under the Influence.
New episode just came out today. We're a fun time.
Yeah, and we.
I'm also about to hit 100K on Instagram. So shameless plug.
Shit! Just get him to 100K already, ladies.
All dudes. Actually, I used to.
All dudes.
I used to be at I think my height was like 120, and I just didn't post for like 6 months. I just lost all of it.
Oh damn!
Yeah.
Those girls got cuffed or something.
Yeah, I dropped down to like, I think 70K.
Oh, shit.
And I came out here and my shit's been blowing up ever since.
Fire.
Fire.
All right.
But yeah, bye, guys.
Peace.